Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlad Halad Dayani. Hiranna Kashipur Bhakshaha. Shila Tankana Kalae. Ito Nrsingha Parato Nrsingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Nrsingha. Bahi Nrsingha Hridaye Nrsingha. Nrsingham Madim Sharanam Prapaji. Namaste Narasinghaya. Tava Kara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Shringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam. Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jajagadisha Hare. Jajagadisha Hare. Jajagadisha Hare. Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jajagadisha Hare. Jajagadisha Hare. Jajagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Nrsingha Bhagavan ki jai. Hare Krishna. Janadapi sunichena taror iva sahishnuna. Amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Yes, boss?
Yeah, I'll just like to request him to please come a little closer, and if you have a cell phone, don't need to turn him off.
And is there a clock?
We'll get you one.
All right, so that I know when to stop. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama iva kevalam, kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. Is there anybody here visiting the temple for the very first time? All right, your name? Jai Shri. Anybody else here for the first time? Your name? Devaki Nandana. Anybody else here for the first time? Yes, your name? Emily. Let's welcome our new guest with a big Hari Bol. All right. So, with the inspiration and permission from my good friend Dravadadas, I'm going to describe what I can remember about the Damodar Lila of Krishna. This is the month of Damodar. It started with the full moon. And this month of Damodar is very, very auspicious. I compare it to those of you who might have investments in the stock market and such. You're always looking for the best return on your investment. Am I right? So this month of Damodar, spiritually, is the best return on your investment. Any devotion, service, devotion that you do for Krishna in this month, your return on investment is big, big dividends. So this month, you want to increase your religious and devotional activities. You want to max out. You want to do as much hearing about Krishna, chanting, reading about Krishna, giving in charity. I'm sure Mahatattva likes that one. You should be giving more to Krishna because you're going to get extra, extra, extra benefit in this month of Damodar. This month is chock full of very highly devotional, spiritual anniversaries. On the full moon, which was on October 11th, I believe, the month started with the Krishna Rasa Yatra, the night that Krishna dances the Rasa Leela. So the month starts off brilliantly. Now, we have a clock. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, time I am, and I have come to stop all talkers. This clock tells me that's it. So this week, we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3 big festivals. As most Indians and Hindus know, there is the wonderful Diwali day. Everyone in India, they love Diwali. It is like their New Year's. It is festive. Everyone is very happy on Diwali. And then the very next day is the occurrence anniversary of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. So for devotees of Krishna, that is a very wonderful day. Then, on Saturday, those who are staunch followers of this ISKCON movement, it is both a happy and sad day, simultaneous. It is the anniversary of Srila Prabhupada leaving this world and returning to Krishna's abode for further devotional service. So, whenever Prabhupada's disappearance day occurs, for some devotees it's mixed feelings because you might remember where you were on that day, November 14th, 1977. What you were feeling, I remember. I was in New York and I had only been a devotee for 3-4 years and I saw all my elder godbrothers crying. Usually they were very staunch and very heavy, but on this day they were all bawling like babies. I still remember that. It was a very emotional day because, at least I thought, and I'm sure many thought, we were thinking Prabhupada was never going to die. He was going to be like Bhishma, that he will die only when he decides to. And we were thinking, oh, Prabhupada will be with us at least another 20, 30 years. He would finish the Bhagavatam because we had gotten reports that Prabhupada was going to translate this book and that book after finishing Bhagavatam. So we were all very excited. And then suddenly he passed away. So it's a sad day in remembrance, but also happy because we can reflect upon all the gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given us. One of those gifts is you. You are one of the gifts of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada's goal, dream, was that this movement would continue. He started this movement single-handedly. And all he wanted was that this movement would go on. So you are part of that legacy. And as I've said many times, those of us who are Prabhupada's disciples, our days are numbered. So in a few short years, it'll be your movement. Good luck. I hope you can take it further, farther, and make this movement the global movement that Prabhupada intends it to be. It's a heavy responsibility, so it's up to you. Are you ready for that responsibility, you youngins out there? Huh? All in favor, say Hari Bol. How about you? You didn't know what you were going to walk into today, did you? So far, so good? Don't worry. It's worth the wait for the food. So these are the festivals we have looking forward to. And then at the end of this month, it's actually the start of the next month, very another big day where Krishna marries Tulsi. And on that day also, Krishna performs rasa dance. But tonight, with your permission and blessings, I'd like to speak about Damodar, the pastime of Krishna, God being naughty. Yes, God can be naughty. So if I have your permission, everybody say, Hari Bol. Thank you. That's why I like coming here. You're an easy audience. Not like some other places where I go, it's a tough nut to crack. You got to tell 500,000 jokes. You got to flip over backwards, and maybe they'll say, all right, it was okay. But this audience, San Diego, very nice. Hari Bol. Jai. So let's begin by chanting the Maha Mantra, everybody. So, 5,000 years ago, on Diwali Day, yes, it was on Diwali Day, Krishna's mother, Yashoda, was herself churning butter. She's the queen of the village of Vrindavan. She has many, many, many maidservants. But on this morning, she was making the yogurt herself. And there was a reason. Because previously in Krishna Leela, Krishna and his brother Balaram had been doing big mischief. They were going to neighbors' homes and stealing butter and yogurt. God is a thief. And sometimes they were being so naughty, they would go up to the sleeping babies and pinch them to make them wake up and cry. And the reports were coming in. They didn't have text message, and they didn't have, what's that other thing, tweets. They didn't have Twitter. But the neighbors would get together, and they would come to Mother Yashoda and lodge complaints. But actually, that was just an excuse, because actually they just wanted to come and see Krishna. Even though he's naughty, even though he's a thief, this is the whole mood of Vrindavan. Everyone loves Krishna. They don't even care to know if he's God or not God. They don't care. Everyone in Vrindavan simply loves Krishna. Unlike that stupid television show, Everybody Loves Raymond. No, in Vrindavan, everyone loves Krishna. Krishna. No matter what he does, they love him. And sometimes Krishna and Balaram were so naughty that if they didn't like the stock of butter and yogurt that they were stealing, they would pass stool and urine on the floor. So they were being very naughty. So Yashoda, being a very wonderful mother, beautiful, very loving mother, was thinking, there must be something wrong with the food Krishna is getting at home. That's why he's going to the neighbors. So Yashoda said, today, what day was it?
Diwali
day. Yashoda said, I am going to make special butter and yogurt for my Krishna. Now, Mother Yashoda, because she's the queen, her husband Nanda is in charge of so many thousands of cows. She had special cows, and those cows would flavor the milk very uniquely. So it was that milk and yogurt that Mother Yashoda was churning on that day. So Mother Yashoda, the description is given in the Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami, how she was dressed with the flower. Shukadeva Goswami gives a nice description for those who would like to follow in Yashoda's footsteps of the parental ras. You can, that description of how she looked while she was churning is there for meditation. Sometimes people ask us, oh, you Hare Krishnas, you don't do meditation. What are you talking about? I meditate all day long. I don't do your meditation. Oh, no. But we do meditation on the Maha Mantra. Everybody. That's meditation. Because we're not just chanting, mumbling like my father thinks. No, we're concentrating on the sound. We're meditating on that sound. Well, at least you should be meditating on the sound. Otherwise, it becomes snick, snick, num, num. When you're actually meditating on the sound, it becomes Krishna, Rama, Hare. It has feeling. It has some potency when you're actually meditating on the sound. And we also meditate on the descriptions of the Bhagavatam. Dravida Das has written so many beautiful poems which aids him in his meditation. You're meditating on Krishna all day long, thinking. Or maybe the devotee is thinking about the philosophy of Krishna. That is also meditation. When you are seriously thinking about how to understand this deep philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So we do meditation. We do that meditation. And that description is given by Shukadeva for those who would like to meditate on the rasa of Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda is churning the butter, and child Krishna comes. Beautiful child Krishna. And he approaches his mother and indicates that he would like to drink the milk from her breast. And Mother Yashoda, being a very nice mother, she stops her business, picks up the child in her lap, and allows him to drink the milk from her breast. It's a very beautiful thing to see a mother feed the child. It's such a beautiful, I know with my wife, she would feed our daughter. It was just a beautiful, beautiful scene. So wonderful. And Mother Yashoda, you can imagine any mother, you mothers, you know when you're looking at your child while you're feeding. It's beautiful, right? Every mother thinks their child is, oh, my child is the best. Every mother thinks like that, right? There's not wrong with that. Every mother can think like that. So what to speak of Mother Yashoda? She's feeding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all attractive. And she doesn't even know that he's God, but she is feeding God personally, looking at his beautiful face. All of a sudden, there's a noise. She can hear that the milk on the stove in the other room is boiling over. And anyone who's worked in the kitchen cleaning up milk that boils over, that's a lot of work. That could take a long time scrubbing. So Mother Yashoda has to take care of the milk that's boiling over. So what to do? She's feeding Krishna, but the milk is... She stops feeding Krishna and puts him down to go take care. She has to do that. Mother Yashoda is multitasking, as all women do. Women as a class are they are multitaskers. I give props to mothers, women. Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you. You're very astute. So, Yashoda goes to take care of the boiling milk, but Krishna is not very happy. In fact, he's quite disturbed that his mother has interrupted his feeding. So Krishna bites his lip and he takes a stone in anger. So God gets angry too. God is not Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. God can also get angry. So he takes a stone and throws it at the container that she's making the yogurt, and it breaks and it spills. And I think it appears Krishna stepped in it. And then he runs away from the scene of the crime. Meanwhile, Mother Yashoda comes back and she sees the mess. And Yashoda, being a sleuth, could figure, this must be the work of that naughty Krishna. He has done some nonsense, and the child is so intelligent, he has run away. So Yashoda produces a stick. I'm going to have to punish this naughty boy. So Yashoda can see Krishna's footprints, because he must have stepped in the butter yogurt, and he has left footprints. So Mother Yashoda is tracing the footprints. And when she finds Krishna, as she turns the corner, Krishna is standing on top of a big wooden mortar that's used for grinding spices. And he's reached up to a container, rafter, that has yogurt in it. And what's Krishna doing? He's distributing the yogurt to the monkeys. Anyone who's been to Vrindavan, there's no scarcity of monkeys. So Krishna is looking this way and that because he knows he's being naughty and he knows his mother is about to come at any moment, and he's giving the yogurt to the monkeys. All of a sudden he sees his mother and he jumps off the grinding mortar and starts to run. So he's just a little child. So he's running like a little child. And Yashoda, she's a grown woman, big hips, full breast, right? She can't run so fast. So Krishna is dashing in and out. Finally, after some time, she captures him. And when she's captured him, she's got the stick. And she has that look. I'm sure all of you have experienced that when your mother gives you that look. When I was growing up with my brothers, I had two brothers. My mom was a stay-home mom, and we drove our mother crazy. Three boys from New York. Okay? So when it was too much, she would give us that look like, just wait till your father gets home. And then we would know, oh! And my father was not liberal. To this day, he's staunch conservative. So that our mothers would give us that, our mother would give us that look. So Yashoda had that look. And Krishna is shaking in fear. He's relating to his mother like an ordinary child. Now this is very significant. Because we learn from the Vedas, fear personified is afraid of Krishna. But he's afraid of his mother. This is the beauty of God. Other than his mother, everyone else is afraid of Krishna. But when he's playing as the son of Mother Yashoda, he's afraid of his mother with her stick in the hand. And he's crying and shaking. And we'll sing a song after the lecture. And it says that his pearl necklace, because he's shaking, right? The pearl necklace is shaking. He's afraid. She has the stick. But Mother Yashoda knows, if I use this stick on my son, maybe that's too harsh. And it will create a psychological imbalance. So she thinks, no, I'm not going to show. She throws the stick away. Very intelligent, Mother Yashoda. She's a great psychologist. She knows, now this is too much. But she knows, this child is so restless and naughty, I must do something. I'll tie him up. I'll tie him up so that he can't cause any more disturbance. I've got work to do here. I can't have this restless child running around, causing a disturbance. I'll never get any work done. You parents know all about that. You put the child in the playpen, right? So the child can do, but it's confined. Or sometimes you mothers, what do you do? Time out. Go to your room. Time out. Right? So it was time for Krishna's time out. So Mother Yashoda got some rope to tie up Krishna. But when she tried to make the final knot, it was two fingers too short. So she called the servant, bring some more rope. So she added more rope. It was still two fingers short. Bring me more rope. Come on. Bring rope. They brought all the rope in the house. It was still two fingers too short. Meanwhile, some of the neighbors are coming and they're going, no matter how much rope she added, it was still two fingers too short. Finally, Yashoda gives up. And when Krishna sees that Yashoda has become completely flabbergasted, then Krishna removes the curtain and allows himself to be tied up. Now this is significant because Krishna is teaching Yashoda, actually teaching us, that although I'm a little baby, I'm still God. And you cannot bind me unless I agree. No ropes can bind me, nothing can bind me. I am Ananda. I am the supreme. I am the controller. I may be in this form as a little baby, but I'm still God. I'm still omnipotent. So Krishna was showing us through Yashoda, only when I agree, then you can tie me up. And the song that we're going to sing has a very beautiful word couplet. Bhakti Badham. Everyone say. Krishna cannot be bound with any rope. No rope can bind him. The only thing that can bind Krishna, control Krishna, is your love. That's it. Not your good looks, not your wealth, not your prestigious position, nothing. Nothing other than your heart and soul and love can capture Krishna's attention. That is the only thing, love. As the song sang in 1967, all you need is love. And Prabhupada answered, yes, but you don't know who to love. That is the problem. Yes, I used to sing that song. That was my mantra. All you need is love. But I didn't know who to love. That was the problem. Dina and Linda and Michelle. Frustrated. Frustrated love. Then Prabhupada pointed out, you need to love Krishna. And then it was confirmed. When Prabhupada was giving the Sunday feast lecture, I raised my hand. Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And Prabhupada said, when you love Krishna. Yes, when you love Krishna. So that is the instruction from my spiritual master. So this Leela of Damodar is showing us that if you want to get God's attention, then you must give your heart. Even Jesus. How many people here follow the teachings of Jesus? Okay. So Jesus said the same thing. Love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind. That's pure Krishna consciousness. That is absolute teaching. So the question is, who's God? You come to the right person, Krishna. You give your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind to Krishna. Gee, Krishna says the same thing. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyamde pratijani priyosime. The truth is there. Jesus spoke the absolute truth. Love God. Who is God? Krishna. All in favor, say Haribo. Now, after this pastime is told by Shukadeva Goswami, he makes a very important philosophical point. That Yashoda is in a very, very, very unique position. And Shukadeva Goswami, you know, some of you may not like what Shukadeva Goswami says here. So I'll whisper it. But Shukadeva Goswami says that Yashoda's liberation is vimukti. Many of you Indians know this word mukti or moksha, liberation. But she has vimukti, special. He says, how special? More special than Lord Brahma, the creator. Not yet. More special than Lord Shiva. Some of you may say, what is he saying? Off with his head. No. And then Shukadeva Goswami says, her liberation is greater than Lakshmi. And it explained, Lakshmi is the better half of Narayan. Did you ever hear that before? I love that. It's in the Bhagavatam. Lakshmi is the better half of Narayan. Yeah, so don't accuse us of this, that, and the other thing. We are very, very politically correct. You know, because you get that sometimes. You get that. So, Shukadeva Goswami says that Mother Yashoda is so special, more special than Brahma, Shiva, even Lakshmi. Why? Because she gets to bind up the Supreme Lord Damodar. And that's his name. Damodar. Everyone say. Damodar. One who was tied around the waist with ropes. Because he agreed to. You cannot force Krishna. Just like you cannot think at the time of death. Okay, Krishna. I chanted 1 million mantras. I distributed 2 million books. And I gave the temple all my money. So now you owe me. Krishna goes, nah, 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 nah. No. Krishna is independent. You cannot make a bargain with Krishna. You cannot bring your sheet and say to Krishna, now, no. And Prabhupada mentions this in the first canto. That's why it's called causeless mercy. You get Krishna's mercy when he's good and ready, and not any sooner. When Krishna is pleased, then you get the mercy. So, Mother Yashoda got to tie up Krishna, and she has that most intimate relationship with him, because unfortunately, we cannot become Yashoda. You can become a Lord Brahma. Anybody here want to become a Lord Brahma? You can become. It's a post. Anybody want to become Indra, the king of heaven? You can get that. But you cannot become Yashoda. The position has been taken. No applications necessary. Job is eternally fulfilled. But you can follow in her footsteps and develop similar motherly feelings and experience similar emotional ecstasies worshiping Krishna, following in the... That's okay. But you cannot... Okay, you showed it. Now it's my turn. No, doesn't work that way. So Mother Yashoda's situation is so special. So after she tied up Krishna, where did she tie him? What? Around what? The waist. To the what? Oh, you're paying attention. Very good. So Yashoda thinks, okay, he's tied up. Now he's not going to cause any trouble. She goes back to doing her housework. Just see, the Mother of God has chores. Not that the Mother of God is sitting back on a couch. Bring me limca, bring me... No. Mother of God also has to work. So now some people... Work? I don't want to go to the kingdom of... I got to work? I want vacation. No, when you go to the kingdom of God, you're going to go to work. But that work will be play. You will love... Now, do you like going to work? Maybe some of you do. How many people don't like going to work on Monday? Yes. Because it's work. And you're working for some bad taskmaster, unless you're the taskmaster. So you have to work for some, what is that song? Kripana Duda Jana. Like my wife in her previous job, she hated to go to work because her boss was a Kripana Duda Jana. She would come home every night and I would go, oh no. She'd come home in this nasty mood, and then she would tell me what her Kripana Durjana boss would do. And I have to listen for a half an hour. I was praying to Krishna, please give her a different boss. Please give her a different boss. I need a break. Finally, she got a different boss. Now it's like, hurry, Valpabu. Everything is different now. So, Mother Yashoda went to do her chores, and Krishna is thinking, So my mother has tied me up, and she thinks, now I can't do any mischief. Ha, 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 ha. I'm going to do more mischief. Even more mischief. Krishna looks out into the courtyard and sees two trees, and he thinks, oh, yes, those two trees are actually the sons of Kuvera. And my devotee Narada, he wants me to deliver them. Krishna is all-knowing. Even though he's a baby, he's sarvagya. He knows past, present, future, backwards, forwards, upside. He knows everything. So Krishna starts to crawl. And as he's crawling, he's pulling the wooden grinding mortar that he's tied to. He's crawling, and he goes right between the two trees. The grinding mortar gets stuck in between the trees, and Krishna, because he's omnipotent, even though he's a little baby, he's all powerful. The trees come tumbling down, crashing to the ground, and out come these dazzling demigods, sons of Kuvera. And they have been waiting a long time. They have been cursed to become trees because they were really naughty. They were really in Maya. They were doing big time nonsense. That's why Narada cursed them. They were intoxicated. And they were cavorting naked. And they didn't even have the decency to cover themselves when Narada arrived on the scene. That's how much intoxicated they were. So Narada cursed them to stand as trees for hundreds of years. But he wanted their deliverance, so they were trees that were in Krishna's courtyard. Now Krishna has delivered them. And Krishna explains to them that it was your great fortune that you met my great devotee Narada Muni, who was just like the sun. And anyone who ever saw Prabhupada in living color, many times people would say, "That he's glowing." Yes, Prabhupada was very effulgent. One time he was walking through the airport and one of the airport workers, "Hey, that guy is glowing." That's right. Prabhupada was glowing. He was so spiritual. I remember the first time I saw Prabhupada. It was like Aurora Borealis coming at me. "Bow down, sucker, bow down, bow down." It was the first time. And I said, "Yes, now I have found the real living modern Jesus. Srila Prabhupada ki jai." That was my realization, first time seeing Prabhupada. So Krishna knocked down the trees. The two demigods come out. They offer their prayers. Krishna blesses them and tells them how great it was that they were delivered by Narada. And Krishna lets them return. And he blesses them that they will achieve perfection in this life. And then the next pastime takes place. So if you want to know more about these Krishna pastimes, then you should all run to the gift shop here and get my favorite book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I especially encourage you. Did you like the story? I'm asking her in particular. Yes, thank you for liking the story, everybody. So you should get, when you go to the store here, we have a nice little gift shop. Ask them for Krishna book, okay? That was the book that sealed the deal for me. So be careful. Because it took only 6 chapters, and I was convinced. And that was 38 years ago, where I am now. So if you read that book, you're not worried, are you? You should read the book. You read it together. It's a wonderful book. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. All right, we have a few minutes left. Do we have any questions, comments, criticisms, chastisements, etc.? Hit me with your best shot. Anybody? Yes, sir. So that means their understanding of God is deficient. Because my definition of God and the definition that we learn from Srila Prabhupada, impossible is a word only in the fool's dictionary. And if you actually understand the word God, there's nothing he can't do. Why are you limiting God? God can do, that's why one of his names is Achintya, inconceivable. Prabhupada was once asked the question, devil's question. Okay, can God make a mountain so heavy that he can't lift it? Ah, the trick question. Prabhupada said, yeah. But then in the next moment he increases and lifts it. Gotcha. So Krishna can be baby, he can be in animal form, as we have seen, Varaha. He can be half man, half lion. What Krishna cannot do, that is our definition of God. There's nothing he can't do. So it comes down to what is a particular person's understanding of this word God. If you say God can't, then your definition of God is deficient. Our definition of God is that he can do the inconceivable. Like next Sunday, somebody will be sitting here talking about Krishna as a 7-year-old boy lifting a hill for 7 days and holding it with his pinky. Any 7-year-old child you seen do that? No. But Krishna did it. So Krishna, yes, I believe it's Jiva Goswami says this, right? Achintya Shakti. It is the bottom line understanding of what we really mean by God, that he can do the inconceivable. Very nice story goes right along with this. When Narada went to visit some Brahmins, and he told the Brahmins that he had just seen Narayan, and Narayan said, oh, the Brahmins are going to be delivered in not this lifetime, in the future. So the Brahmins got very disturbed. What? What? Okay, Narada, what was Narayan doing when you were talking to him? And Narayan told Narada what to say. He said, tell them that I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. So when the Brahmins asked Narada, so you spoke to Narayan, what was he doing at that time? And Narada, oh, he was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. And the Brahmin said, oh, Narada, go away. You were, God can't thread an elephant through the eye of a needle. Go away. Then Narada went to one, was it cobbler? Muchi cobbler. So Narada told the cobbler, oh, Narayan said that at the end of this life, you're going back home, back to Godhead. The Brahmins would have to wait. But this cobbler was going to be delivered in this lifetime. And the cobbler, oh, I'm so happy. And the cobbler very meekly said to Narada, so when you spoke to Lord Narayan, what was he doing? Oh, he's so great. Narada said, oh, he was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. And the cobbler said, oh, that's so great. And Narada said, you believe that? And the cobbler said, of course I believe that. Why shouldn't I believe that? Look at this banyan tree. This banyan tree came from a little tiny seed. If my Lord can put a banyan tree in a seed, he can thread an elephant through the eye of a needle. So, one person has great faith and devotion for the Lord, understanding that the Lord can do anything. Does that satisfy you? What else? More questions? Oh, yeah, Dravida, then I'll come to you, my friend. Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay, so here's the problem. The problem is we are spiritual in nature. And when we try to satisfy our desires and fulfill our propensity for enjoyment with material things, it will always leave us not satisfied. That's the problem. Any kind of material enjoyment cannot fully satisfy. This is a fundamental principle of the teachings of the Vedas, especially in Nivritti Mark, that you may fill your life with the best of the best of the best material things, but still your heart and soul will still feel something lacking. Because by design, God has made this material energy an inferior energy. And you are spiritual. You need real spiritual pleasure, not material pleasure. The real, what does Lord Chaitanya say? Give me a taste of the nectar for which everyone is anxious. Everybody wants to be happy. Everyone wants to feel satisfaction. But in the material world, it's not enough. What's the proof? The billionaire wants now 2 billion. Right? When does it end? It doesn't end because the thing he's looking for, he's looking in the wrong place. Whereas, as you so nicely pointed out, this poet is saying, no, he understands my real happiness is spiritual happiness. And just see, if he can just always remember this form of Balagopal, everyone say, that will be his complete spiritual ecstasy. Doesn't take much. Lord Chaitanya told Lord Sanatan Goswami, I'm just going to describe a drop of the ocean of devotional service. And that drop is enough to flood the entire universe. This is the problem in this material world. You've seen this silly bumper sticker. He who dies with the most toys wins. No, he loses. Because he's failed to actually satisfy the burning desire in the heart. All you need is love. Love of God. That's what the only thing that's going to satisfy you completely. Go ahead. Try to become the most famous, the most wealthy, the most beautiful, the most this, that. You're still, at the end of the day, going to feel like there's something missing. Therefore, we are saying, don't cheat yourself. Go for the real thing. And it's here in this temple. It's here in this movement. Spiritual pleasure. Ananda. Ananda is that pleasure which is increasing at every moment. Anything material has a beginning, middle, and an end. It's temporary and limited. Whereas spiritual pleasure is unlimited and always increasing. Therefore, our message is, go for spiritual pleasure. Chant this Maha Mantra, everybody. Are you satisfied, Dravinda Das? Good. Oh, I knew there was something. Yes, even Krishna says, Mame kam sharanam. You have to surrender to me exclusively. Yes, that ties in. Okay, you had a question, my friend, from Vraj?
Yes, I have.
One at a time. I'm not like Yashoda. I can't multitask. All, I would surmise, sometime between less than 7, 3, 4, with your video, what would you say? No, but he was crawling with the mortar. That's what I recall reading. Okay. Thank you. And, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Second question is, actually, I heard you say, you know, that Maya is included.
That's what Krishna says.
So, Krishna did not do anything which is inferior.
Well, then why does Krishna say it's inferior? Okay. I'll answer the second one. But there's no, Dravida, there's no dispute. The material energy is the inferior energy. Yes, that's clear. It's the, otherwise, and that's why Krishna doesn't want anything to do with the material energy. To him, it's inferior. Ah, that's a good question. I'm ready for that. I've got that. I'm ready for that. That's a better question. He created this because we wanted it. Originally, we were with God, in the kingdom of God. And the day came, don't ask me why, but the day came where we thought, what would it be like to be Krishna? And Krishna immediately says, okay, but not here. I'll have to create a playpen. I'll have to create a dreamland where you can think that you are me, because you cannot be me. But I'll create something. It's called San Diego. And you can think that you're me, but you'll never be me. But you can dream, and you can pretend. And you can play, and you can work, and you can try to be me. So, he creates a dreamland. Okay? That's why it's inferior. What would you rather have? Reality or a dream?
Yeah.
Obviously. Even you're having a great dream. Oh, what a great... Then you wake up. Oh, man. No, you want reality. The reality is Krishna's abode. This is a dreamland. I'm dreaming I'm President Obama. I'm dreaming I'm Kobe Bryant. I'm dreaming I'm this and that. But at the time of death, it will be revealed. You ain't nothing. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm ready for controversy. Oh, yes, they can. Oh, yes, they can. You know why? No. No. It means you have minute free will. There is no external cause. It came from within you. I'm also guilty. Not that just you. All of us. It came from within. No external cause. The thought came because we have free will. Free, otherwise, if there's no free will, there's no L word. Love. Love necessitates free will. That free will means I have minute independence to choose whether or not to love God or be God. That's the two choices. The devil. I'd rather reign in hell than serve God. That's the mantra of Satan. Okay? So we're all little Satans. Because we're not surrendering to Krishna's service. And that's why we're chanting the Maha Mantra, everybody. We have 2 minutes left. Who wants? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's right. Huh? After you've learned your lesson. But even still, you still have free will. And if you wanted to, you can return if you want. Free will. No, first you have to indicate that you want to go back. He doesn't force you back. Look around you. This world is full of people. I once gave a class and I asked the audience, how many of you want to go back to the kingdom of God? I have an airplane waiting. Just get on the airplane, you can go back. Out of a room of 30 children, only 5 were ready. I asked them, how come you don't want to go? We want to play our video games. So your free will is whether or not you want to go back. He doesn't interfere with that. Once you want to go back, then he'll make every opportunity for you to go back. But until that point, he doesn't interfere. He allows you to continue with your dream. That's it. Time is up. I'm sorry. I hope I did okay. Can I come back again? Thank you very much. Haribo. Yes, this one. There you go. If anybody wants to contact me, you can take one of my cards, send me an email. I can answer questions. I have a website. You might find something. Thank you very much.